Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 32 on 20 June 2018 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Susan, and Catherine. From ICANN.org is Alice, Lisa, Jean-Baptiste, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking? Jean-Baptiste, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brenda. So for today's call, we have on the agenda the ICANN 62 and more especially the review of the slides for the engagement session. And then just as usual, AOB and confirm the decisions reached in action items. And under AOB, there are two things. First one is the fact sheet that we have sent to Susan and leadership. And also the next leadership call, which is scheduled on the 4th of July, and we wanted to see whether there were any issues with holding this call. Is there any other thing that you would like me to add on today's agenda?
I don't think so.
Okay. So moving on to ICANN 62 and the engagement session slides. So this is to confirm first that the engagement session has been moved to Thursday, 28th of June, at the same time as before. Today is the deadline, as you know, to approve the slides or request additional changes. And also, it will be an occasion maybe to start identifying who will be presenting the different slides. And I'll turn over the mic to Lisa to go through these.
Thanks, Jean-Baptiste. And this is Lisa for the transcript. Just to give you sort of an overview of where we stand before we do a walkthrough of the slide deck, the two sections that were affected by subgroup report updates, the compliance section and the safeguarding registrant data section, have been updated in the deck that Jean-Baptiste sent you for this call and that will be displayed during this call. The other change that was incorporated was the one request from Lilly to the accuracy section. But other than that, these are the slides that you saw previously that we actually reviewed in our plenary call on Monday. In addition to that, I should advise you that I have tried reaching out to the other rapporteurs that had empty sections in, or not empty sections necessarily, but sections with significant gaps in this slide deck. And I heard back from Volker and Erica. Erica has promised to try to get us the input for her slides by the end of day today. I'm not sure where she is. I'm not sure what end of day meant to her. Volker said he couldn't get to it till Friday. So I do think we have sort of a general question where we need some guidance about how to deal with the sections where there is text missing and either the rapporteur hasn't provided it or the rapporteur provides input very late that the subgroup not or the full review team hasn't even seen.
It's Alan. To start with, I guess we have an extra 3 days, which at some level is unfortunate that it gives people extra slack, but it does give us a bit more time. But to be honest, once Friday gets passed, there's not going to be any chance of getting people to focus on this. So although I think we can afford to wait till Friday, we really need a fallback plan if we have some reason to think that for any section we're not going to have what we want by Friday. So in terms of Volker, tell him Friday we can live with, but it's absolutely got to be done, or, and I'm not sure what the or is.
If we do that, just to make sure that everyone is clear on this, what Volker would be providing on Friday would be a list of issues and possibly recommendations for privacy proxy and common interface that even his subgroup has not seen yet. Would this group be comfortable incorporating that into the slide deck at that point?
I think Susan and I are going to have to reserve the right to make some changes if we think they're really out in left field. And I think he's going to have to accept that.
Yes, this is Susan. You know, I would, you know, if it's not new, you know, not a new topic or a new analysis, then that's one thing. But if all of a sudden, I agree, Alan, that, you know, this is a totally different, or he did not incorporate other, you know, team members' thoughts, you know, it's just only providing his view, then that's a problem. You know, unfortunately, because I was on a, you know, my flight was delayed and I had to be on a different flight on Monday, I missed that meeting, but, you know, the little bit that I went back and forth with Volker, you know, and I called him out on it and sort of, you know, accepted it, but, you know, it's, you know, my analysis is speculation and assumption, but his is accurate, you know, and that can't be reflected in the report. So that way, I'm more than willing to edit anything that he provides edits on, you know, in the compliance section, for example, but he doesn't work that way. He doesn't provide that. He just says no. And so, you know, I have a feeling that we may, on Friday, if we get something from Volker, have to say, nope, you know, we're not going to present this.
Susan, when do you get into Panama?
Not till Sunday night.
Maybe we need to find some time to sit down and go over the document early in the week.
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't know when that's going to be, but I think that's pretty well essential that we have to find at least 30 minutes or something like that to go over, probably a little bit more.
Yeah, and I could probably do that.
Well, don't think we have a choice.
Yeah.
When it is, I don't know, but I don't think we have a choice.
Yeah, it's the timing is, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a busy meeting.
Let's make sure we have each other's phone numbers and room locations and stuff like that.
So I think from a staff perspective, we need some clarity on whether we would be to incorporate text that arrives on Friday and submit the slide deck on Friday as scheduled, or whether you would ask us to hold off on submission.
I think you want to hold off on submission.
And can we set a new target? I realize you all have to identify a time you can speak, but can we set a new reasonable target for submitting the deck?
Let's say it'll be submitted by midday Wednesday at the latest.
Is that going to be a hardship on staff?
I've submitted documents 5 minutes before the session at times.
But that wasn't the question, Alan.
Obviously, they would prefer stuff ahead of time, but we'll survive.
Well, it's a little more than 24 hours in advance of the session. Particularly, you're looking at a deck that's 67 pages long. It probably is not wise to submit a deck right before the session and not give attendees a chance to even pull it down and look at it. But 24 hours seems like our standard cushion.
Yeah, obviously it would be nice to have it there ahead of time. Can we go through the slide deck and identify which sections, because we may want to handle them differently. So which sections are the ones that we're having problems with right now?
All right. So I have slide control, and I'll step you through. I will just pause on the slides where some attention is needed.
Sure.
Is that reasonable? All right. So So I'm on the objective slide, and Alan, in our last leadership call.
Hold on, my Adobe Connect just failed. Now it wants me to reconnect. Sorry about that. And it doesn't want to reconnect. Okay, I've got the slide deck separately. Just tell me what slide you're on. I'm not
okay.
On Adobe Connect.
All right, and I'll keep an eye on hands for you. We're on slide 7, which is the review team objectives. And the second objective that reflects the anything new, you had an action to suggest an alternative phrasing.
I got almost all my actions done since Monday, but not that one. You'll have it. I promise I will not go leave my desk until I do it.
Okay. The next section, I just want to pause very briefly on strategic priority. Catherine, I know you've had these slides to look at since our last call, and I didn't see any comments from you. Should we still be expecting any comments from you on this? Have you had an opportunity to take a look?
I still need to finalize the review. I mean, I also still have to agree with Volker. So, yes, I think you should still expect comments. Sorry for the delay.
All right. So that means that we would mark the section of slides 15, 16, 17, and 18 as still possibly having changes. I think rapporteurs in general have an action to provide updates, but in the notes for this call, we'll identify the sections where there's specifically input is still expected. Moving forward. Go ahead.
Lisa, why don't we put tentative in brackets somewhere on each of the slides that are in that category? Either in the title line below and afterwards strategic priority. So just flag it somehow so that we make sure that we're not presenting something which implies anything else other than it's in discussion. Either under
yes.
Discussion, tentative something.
Will do.
I mean, I don't think there's any disagreement on mentioning the previous review team's recommendations. I think the only issue that we might have is on the draft recommendation where Parker and I don't agree. Yes, that's slide.
All right.
So maybe we can put that as tentative.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant. I didn't mean every slide. I meant the ones where there's content that we're not firm on.
All right, so I will insert a note on slide 18, similar to what we've done elsewhere when the subgroup has not necessarily reached consensus on this draft recommendation.
Okay.
Then under single WHOIS policy, I am on slide 21 on the recommendation. As you know, Catherine raised a comment on as to whether this was truly a recommendation. Carlton has not yet responded to several prompts to address that comment. So we still have this flagged, and I guess we would leave the flag as to whether this is a recommendation if we don't hear back from Carlton.
Okay.
Moving forward. Now my Adobe's crashed. Do others still see the slides?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get into Adobe Connect at all. It won't connect anymore.
All right, just a minute. I have to look at my own.
Yeah, Lisa, if you just give the slide number, I can just move it for you.
Yeah, that means I have to bring up my own copy. Just a minute. All right. Outreach, Alan, I looked at your slides, and I believe they still track your updated subgroup report, and there were no changes necessary. Do you agree?
I believe that was the case. The change in outreach was we changed the recommend date. Where is it? Yeah, I think the changes were in the text leading up to it, not the recommendation itself.
Right. All right, so that one is not has no open items. Susan, compliance, I am now on slide 27. I sent you an updated section, which is what's being displayed on the screen here, if Jean-Baptiste has advanced the slide for me. To match what was in your latest draft report. Have you had an opportunity to review that yet?
I have not. I opened the doc and that as far as I got. But I can give that to you today, but later today.
Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you. And there wasn't really much ambiguity in turning your report into slides, so hopefully there'll be minor tweaks.
Right. And I thank you for turning them in, it into slides.
You're welcome. All right. So we'll still flag that section as potentially having some updates, but probably minor. And I've included on slide 33 a note asking you, Susan, to flag any recommendations that you felt were actually agreed upon. That was the only ambiguity I had in reviewing your document was because, you know, the phrasing of recommendations changed. I wasn't sure what your comfort level was as far as, you know, which of the recommendations the subgroup was solid on and which were still subject to you know, considerable discussion.
Yeah, and actually that's the question I, you know, I did sort of skim through this and got to that question and went, oh, it's going to take me a little bit of time and then the phone rang, I think. So I will go through and, you know, and try to come up with a designation for those.
Okay, good. Thank you. So that takes us into data accuracy. Lily provided one change, which was really just a change in the rationale for not believing that recommendation 9 was implemented. That's on slide 37. She just had revised the rationale next to recommendation 9, non-implemented. And I've asked her for a little clarity. She had also explained some rationale or gave some rationale in her email about why she wanted this change, and I wasn't clear whether she wanted that actually incorporated in the slide. So we may do that, but this one seems closed. With the note that, sorry, my Adobe just conked out on me again, with the note on slide 38 that the actual recommendations that correspond to the issues identified by this team are in other sections, and so of course, those other sections are compliance and privacy proxy, which are two of our sections that potentially have changes to the recommendations. Then on privacy proxy,
It's Alan. I haven't been following this discussion very closely. I know Lily was adamant at the first face-to-face that because she found a reference regarding whether compliance audits the WHOIS reminder letter, she was convinced that they weren't being sent out. Has that now been remedied?
With respect to compliance, I think so.
Okay.
It's privacy proxy, I think, where she invoker. She hasn't seen
No,
any
no, I understand. I was just checking because she had been adamant that compliance wasn't auditing it, even though it's part of a standard audit because of some wording she found somewhere. I just wanted to make sure that that mistake had been clarified.
Susan, I know you updated that part of the subgroup draft. Do you have any thoughts about whether you captured that?
I don't, unfortunately. My brain is just not
okay.
Remembering.
As long as it's not on the slides, it's okay. We'll worry about the report later.
And, Susan, I would also point out to you that Volker sent email about the grandfathering recommendation again. So you'll definitely want to flag that one as not quite baked.
Yeah, I think he's wrong on some of his analysis. I don't think his definition of what a grandfathered domain is the same as DDD's definition. So,
it's Alan. I know I'm going to come out in the end on we need a recommendation on this, even if attrition or, you know, whatever's happening says the number of grandfathered domains is decreasing. If it's decreased by, if he is accurate and it's decreased from 2/3 to 1/3 now in N years, that doesn't mean in the next N years it decreases by another 1/3 down to zero. You know, all it's saying is if it's gone, if it's divided in half now, it may divide in half again in the next N years. And I think we need a recommendation saying by some date it has to go down to zero. So ultimately, I think we're going to have a recommendation. He will not like it, but I think the onus is going to have to be on ICANN to insist, either through PDP or negotiations, that we get rid of these eventually within a finite time frame.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't think any other way.
All right. So I believe that those actions, Susan, are really in your lap for when you review the compliance slides to flag the open areas.
Okay. Will do.
Then privacy proxy, which is slide 40 on to for a couple of slides. This reflects the previous draft. Volker took several actions out of the privacy proxy subgroup call about a week ago to produce a new subgroup draft this past Monday and has not done so yet and says he cannot do so until at least Friday. So this is definitely a section that will be completely replaced with new text and is one that you'll want to pay attention to once the text comes in, if it does.
Okay. Lisa, when you tell Volker, tell him he can have it by Friday. The text is going to be subject to Susan's and my review prior to submission. You don't have to list what we might do to it, but just say it will be subject to our review. And the question is, what do we do if he doesn't submit anything? But still under discussion?
Would you have us put nothing? Certainly. So just looking at the slides, slide 38 is the recommendation itself. Sorry, Jean-Baptiste, I just clicked on the wrong arrow again. Slide 38 is the, or excuse me.
No, 38 is data accuracy.
Right. My Adobe is just giving me a hard time here. Slide 40 is the recommendation itself. Slide 41 is probably reflects sufficiently what's already been discussed. I had asked for subgroup confirmation on the third bullet, but it's not really that contentious. I think where the potential gaps are starts on slide 42, the issues that were identified, and then the fact that no recommendations were offered. I believe that Volcker will come back with a different list of issues and at least one recommendation.
If he does, fine, put it in and we'll review it. If he doesn't, then just leave slide 10 and say the subgroup is still developing recommendations, if any.
And can you go back to slide 41? On the second to last bullet, based on this analysis, members of the subgroup agree that the WHO is one recommendation has been fully implemented. It's sort of fully implemented. I mean, it's on the road to fully implemented, but if it gets blocked and never gets implemented, then it's not fully implemented. You know what I mean? And we changed
to
that
30. Well, this actually came from your last face-to-face where you guys did agree that the recommendation was implemented, that the policy was still under implementation.
Oh, okay.
Read the sub-bullet and see if you feel that captures it. Because that was actually text from Volcker addressing that.
Yeah, the recommendation to implement a policy has been fully implemented. It was accepted,
okay.
Developed by the JNSO, accepted by the board. There's now an infinitely long process to implement it, however.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Okay, I'm fine with that. Sorry for the derailing.
So it's really slide 42, then, that will be replaced. And could I ask one of you to be the person to take the action to remind Volcker of this and what you'll do? It seems like Justin Allen felt more like a leadership message than a staff message. Thank you.
So Friday is a drop-dead date, and Susan and I will review once we get to Panama. And I get there on
Saturday. Just to clarify, this is Catherine. I will be in Panama. I just cannot participate in the session. So if need be, I'm happy to also support, of course.
That's true. I forgot that. Somehow I wrote you off because you're not going to be there on Thursday. Finding a chance that all three of us can meet, however, is pretty deadly. And I think that Susan has been more involved in privacy proxy than you have, Catherine.
No, indeed. I don't mean to question this at all. I just wanted to clarify that that you don't have to totally write me off. But, of course, finding a time where all three of us can meet might indeed be difficult.
Yeah. So I had said Susan on this one anyway because of her involvement in it. But, yes, you will be there, and to the extent that we will involve you on things that are in your domain, certainly, and if we can get you at any time we meet, then we'll do our best.
Thank you.
All right, moving on then. Common interface, the text of
Lisa, before we continue, it's this past the half hour. Does anyone have a deadline to get off the call?
Yeah, I'm fine. Continuing.
I'm working on borrowed time, so I might have to jump off at some point soon, in particular if my husband doesn't come home.
Okay, let's go as fast as we can. Back to you, Lisa.
All right, very good. And I'll try to be as quick as I can. Common interface, the section is filled out. Volcker just has never actually provided an updated draft to the subgroup report. So I suppose we would leave it as it is if we don't hear anything from him. And that's slides 43, 44, and 45.
Yeah, that's fine.
Internationalization is completed and confirmed by Dimitri. Plan and annual reports. The content of this section reflects what Lily had in her latest draft. However, Krista Spain had raised some concerns that the recommendation was formulated not based on actual briefing material, and he had asked for an additional briefing. So I've flagged this on slide 53 as a subgroup member has expressed concern about the recommendation. I don't see this one coming to closure in the next couple of days since they want a briefing. Would you have us just leave the flag on slide 53 as is?
Let me see what it says.
It just says subgroup member has expressed concern.
Yeah, no, I'm reading the recommendation.
Ah.
I have concern with it as well, so why don't we simply say concern has been expressed about this recommendation and will be reviewed.
Okay. Will do. All right, moving forward, anything new? Stephanie had an action to actually write up the issues that you had identified, even though you had reached no recommendations. That was slide 56. And so we have not received anything from Stephanie on this. Any guidance on what to do if we receive nothing? Or alternatively, if we receive a list of new issues.
I'm trying to remember. If I remember correctly, we ended up saying that two of the subgroup issues were things that needed to be addressed, but that they would be addressed within other subgroups.
Yeah, one of the ones that came out of this is in compliance, but we could move it back to this one.
No. The other one, I think, was outreach, was it not?
Yes.
Yes, and then there was one on the strategic, but that's still in the slide to some extent.
Right, there's actually several. There's several, because, of course, that was the laundry list of policies. Sorry, somebody has their mic open. That was the laundry list of policies, and so all the recommendations and issues were considered in other groups. All that slide 56 says is that the recommendations for each new or updated who is policy or procedure have been formulated by other subgroups.
I'm just wondering, didn't we have a – this is Catherine for the record. Didn't we have a slide at the face-to-face meeting listing anything new issues that we can build on?
No, not really. What we had at the face-to-face is a list of the policies and procedures. And then through discussion, Stephanie had taken away the action to actually update that list with the issues that were identified or the subgroups that would take those on. I provided her with a subgroup draft that at least captured what was said at the meeting. But that has never actually progressed to a, you know, three subgroup discussion.
One of the reasons it probably hasn't is Stephanie has in her mind the need to write far more on the other recommendations that we decided don't need any action. So I think what she's envisioning putting in here is not what we're talking about.
So what if we were, just a suggested way forward, what if we were to replace this with, as Catherine suggests, the list of policies and procedures that were considered, as opposed to being a list of issues?
If if we replace it with a list and as a sub-bullet under the two or three where we said we will have a recommendation, but it will be done under the auspices of another group, then we should just note that possible recommendation within compliance section, possible recommendation within outreach. And if, you know, if you can formulate what the issue was in less than a dozen words and put that in, I think that's sufficient.
Essentially the outcome of
the Brussels meeting.
Lisa, can we work on this? I can work on this with you if you have time. Because I do think that maybe if we took my document from our subgroup call way back when, and which had the list of the policies that reviewed, because one of the good questions would be, did we miss anything to the, you know, to the community? We relied on a, you know, a list that staff put together, which I'm sure is very,
Susan, is that something you sent out that we could find in email quickly?
So it's actually in the subgroup, draft subgroup report that was provided to Stephanie and the subgroup.
Yeah.
Let me find you all the link, just a minute.
But also I think it would probably be good to reference the actual compliance or recommendation. So because this is at the end of the presentation, we could just say, and remember, we this one was here, and this one was here, and this one was here, but to actually reference it.
So, Susan, could we, in the interest of time, could we take an action for you and I to take a look at that report and pull out the table, I guess, and share with the...
So you think it's in the current version of the report?
Yes.
Okay, then let me pull that up right now and see.
And, yes, we could take an action item on that together, if you don't mind.
All right, so that would result to updates to probably a whole new slide before the conclusion that's reached on slide 56.
Okay, so that's the actual three-column table under analysis and findings.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think if we can compress that significantly and present it on a slide, that, then we're fine. I mean, not all of the wording there exactly may need to be put in, but I think that's a good start for it. I don't think you're going to get anything from Stephanie at this point.
All right, so we'll draft
and to be honest, if we get something, it's likely to be something that we're not going to be able to transform into a slide very quickly. So let's just go ahead and do this.
All right, so what I would suggest then is, Susan, you have the action to work with me on producing that slide, and then we'll send it to the full review team by end of day today. All right, moving forward to slide 58, and hopefully Catherine is still with us. Yes.
Yes, I am.
So, Catherine, we really need something to put on this slide other than we've considered the review objective. This is law enforcement needs.
Yeah, no, I'll need to review the slides still, and I'll do so as soon as I can, hopefully this evening.
So in this case, the subgroup obviously hasn't, reached the point of identifying issues, analysis, and recommendations, but I think we at least need to briefly describe the survey that you have planned. And that's all that I've left on the slide for you to fill in.
Yeah, and a credible target date.
Yes. No, I'll try and add something sensible here.
target date should support our claim that we're going to have almost everything done by the end of July.
No, I think we can work this out. Sorry, we've been sort of busy trying to meet law enforcement needs under the current system. But indeed, this needs to be taken care of as well.
Okay.
All right. And then Consumer Trust, Erica has pledged to provide input for slide 60 by the end of day today. She actually does have a draft in progress that I could pull from if she asks me to, and she's been in constant touch. She's just dealing with a significant personal issue at the moment.
Okay.
Then that brings us to safeguarding registrant data, slide 63 on. And, Alan, this has been updated to reflect your latest draft. Just confirm for us that it, in fact, does, and we'll be good with this one. So what I would ask is if we go back to, slide 10. Jean-Baptiste, thank you. So that's just a list of subgroups. Amongst the three of you, and I guess really it's Alan and Susan, who is going to be presenting each of these subgroup sections as well as the introductory sections to the slide deck?
Well, at this point, the only person who has said they would is Carlton. I guess we're going to have to reach out one by one to the rapporteurs, and I guess I will do that. I'll send out a personalized message to each. We know Dimitri's not going to be there. We know Catherine is not going to be there.
So I think the only I think the only volunteers to present, Jean-Baptiste or Alice, correct me if I'm missing someone, is Carlton and Erica.
Oh, Erica did also, okay.
But, of course,
yeah.
Erica's plans may have changed.
So for the ones that are not Carlton or Erica and will be there, I will reach out to them. Now, at this point, who will not be there? We know Dimitri will not be there. Catherine won't now for that for the meeting. Is there anyone else who we know will not be there?
Lily will not be there.
Lily, okay, right. So I'll reach out to those.
Just pointing out that is a bit of a change in direction from what was previously said, which was that the leadership team would present, except in the cases where rapporteurs would like to present their own section.
I'm just going to give them an opportunity to have said yes if they had planned to but haven't, that's all. We're only talking about a couple of people. And, Volker is one of them. I'm presuming Volker was planning to do it but just has not said he would yet. But I will find out if I'm wrong or not. Okay, so I'll take that on to check for speakers. And other than that, Susan and I will divide it between us, and I'm not worried about us coming to an agreement.
So can I suggest that as a default, if you're on the subgroup, you would be the one to present it? Because I believe we made sure that a member of the leadership team was on each group. I realize that doesn't work for Catherine's, others?
I'll look at the matrix when we make the final decision.
And Susan has suggested in chat that she'd be taking on compliance, which is, of course, her subgroup, privacy proxy, common interface, and anything new if rapporteurs do not. All right, and, of course, just a reminder that time management is going to be a big challenge with this number of slides when you all meet to finalize your plans. Take that into consideration. Anything else we need to do on ICANN 62 planning? Oh, I'm sorry. I had one more thing. Just remembering that I believe it was recommendation 2 on single WHOIS policy, which is Carlton's. Stephanie had raised that objection in our face-to-face meeting, and I think it was her. She was objecting to Carlton's conclusion. We probably need to make sure that comes out in our slides.
I'm sorry, which recommendation, which one is this?
I believe it was the one that recommendation 2 was fully implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be slide 21.
I'm confused. Carlton was the one who said it was fully implemented.
That's correct, and it was Stephanie, if you recall, who objected.
I'm sorry, I'm going to need to drop off.
Okay.
So I'll catch you in Panama.
Safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
See you as well. Thanks, you all. Bye.
Does anyone remember why she objected?
She was going to write it up.
Right.
I'll go back and pull that section of the transcript, and let me just take the action to send you the marker for the transcript so you could revisit.
I didn't think it was fully implemented as I envisioned it being done, but we decided that it was done as best as it could be done and therefore was deemed to be fully implemented, I thought. All right. If you can find it, let us know, and we'll try to look at it.
Will do. All right. So that concludes our discussion of ICANN 62, unless you have anything else.
No, I do not.
Back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Lisa. Moving on to the any other business. So, Susan, we had shared last week the new milestones and participation fact sheet as of the 31st of May 2018. I'm not sure whether you had any chance to see these or repeat these yet. If you could review and approve this today, that would be great.
I have a question on it. On the milestones, we have research and study 100%. How can we say that when law enforcement is not?
I don't want to... My interpretation of that, that's on the research and, okay, so for all milestones on the research and studies, you mean? Alan?
Yeah, I couldn't, if you asked the question, I didn't catch it. Your voice is somewhat muffled.
Oh, weird. So you meant you were questioning the 100% for the research and studies?
That's correct.
Because looking at the different milestones, I mean, the first one is the repository of background materials. I think this was completed. And briefing data sources. Okay, so what I understand from your question is that your point is that the law enforcement survey would fall into that.
I don't see how It cannot fall into research and studies since we're gathering material. Now, I admit it doesn't seem to fit into any of those three categories, but I guess until we have the results of the survey, we haven't assembled the repository of background materials, maybe. We haven't fully identified data sources. I recognize the titles don't really fit, but I don't think we can claim 100% where we're still missing information.
Okay, that's an issue then, because for previous fact sheet, I think we had approved that already as 100%.
We may well have, but I would take number 12, data sources, and lower that one. I mean, it's only one of the many recommendations, so it's not a big number, but it can't add up to 100.
Okay, so the second one, you would lower that to how much, you said, Alan?
I didn't say. I would say, I don't know, we're taking one out of eight or so topics. Lower to 35, I'm happy to.
Okay.
Well, the percent completed is the number we have to change. So that one goes down by 15%, maybe. One in five is 1 in 8, 12. I'd lower the 100% to 85, and whatever the numbers come out to, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 85% for the second milestone. Did you have any other comments on the milestones of the participation fact sheet?
Let me look at the participation. It's such a jumble. It's I can't see putting any more effort into it right now. I'm assuming the numbers reflect what actually has happened to the extent of how we have been measuring it, so be it. Unless Susan has anything particular.
I'll need to review it. I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you.
Is there an overall fact sheet? I didn't see in the attachments to this last email.
No, the only two are the milestones and participation ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy to leave it with Susan at this point.
Okay, and so I look on my side at reducing the second milestone under research and studies to 85%. The next item under AOB is the next leadership call, which is scheduled on the 4th of July 2018. Would there be an issue holding this call especially for you, Susan?
Are we talking about the leadership call?
Sorry, you've gotten muffled again, Jean-Baptiste. Say that again, please.
I'm sorry, it's maybe because I'm wearing a scarf. Sorry about that. But I saw that Susan replied in the chat asking whether we could move the leadership call to the 3rd of July. Because the 4th of July is a public holiday in the U.S., so.
That's fine with me. Let me look at my calendar to make sure I don't have a conflict there yet.
Maybe we should do a doodle poll to see. I don't know if that's available. I can't do the fourth.
Okay. Alan, if that would work for you, we would just liaise with...
Let me put you on hold for a second. I've got another...
So I think if we just do that doodle poll...
Yeah, or just quickly by email, just to see if moving into the day before at the same time would be a possibility. Okay.
We'll
do that.
I think we're doing it, we were doing it at 11:30. Yeah, that should work for me. I've got a call at 13:30, but other than that, I'm okay on that day.
Okay, we'll send a quick email to Catherine. Lisa, you have your hand raised?
I just wanted to suggest if you do a doodle to also include Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
And it wasn't on our any other business, but looking at the doodle poll, for the call on the Monday after the ICANN meeting, it looks like it's probably not going to work. Let me find the poll. At this point, we have 9 people responding, and 4 of them cannot make it, including Lisa. Susan, do you have any strong feelings? Go ahead.
On Monday, I'm still in. I'm leaving Panama like at 1:00.
Okay, so you can't make it either.
Well, I might be able to because if it's what time is it? 8:00 in the morning, so that would be 10. I could do it in the car going to the airport. Probably. Well, maybe I'll be.
No, it's 8:00 in the morning, your current time, not Panama time. It is, I think we normally have it at 11:30 my time, which is 10:30 Panama time, I think. No, 10
right.
o'clock Panama. Panama, 10 Panama time.
Brenda, it's actually at 1500, top of the hour, so 10:00 Panama time.
Yeah.
Right, so I'd be on my way to the airport. I could do that, you know, as long as I have cell.
Okay, let's leave the doodle open at this point. We have plenty of time to make the decision. All right, back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
If there is no any other business, I'll just run through the list of action items, if you still have time.
I'm okay, might as well.
Okay. So the decisions reached that were identified on today's call were the final deadline to submit slides is Wednesday 27 of June at noon. The leadership team will meet and finalize slides in Panama prior to deadline and to finalize speakers for its section. So there were several updates identified within the slide deck on recommendation one strategic priority, compliance, privacy proxy services, with one recommendation 15 and 16. Objective 2, anything new? Alan will send an individual email out to the reporters who haven't confirmed whether they wish to present at item 62. Eric and Carton have already confirmed they wish to present. Lily and Dimitri are not attending in person. Susan volunteered to present compliance, privacy proxy services, common interface, and anything new if reporters not wish to present. Catherine action is to review and update slide 58 on the correspondence by CUB today. ICANN will provide leadership team with face-to-face transcript section covering Stephanie's objection. And ICANN will send out a doodle for leadership call on Tuesday, 3rd of July or Thursday, 5th of July.
Okay.
If no other comments, thank you all. And if I don't speak to you until then, safe travel to Panama.
Take care, all. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.